This is an All Ears English Podcast, Episode 9. Is it dangerous to fall in love abroad? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Do you fall in love when you travel or live abroad? Today, hear our abroad romance stories about how to fall head over heels with your new city abroad.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going today?
Hey, Lindsay, good. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here for episode 9. Guys, if you are not currently following All Ears English, make sure you go ahead and hit follow. Michelle, why should they do that?
Guys, we are here 4 days a week at All Ears English. And if you don't follow us, you're not going to know, you know, all the ins and outs of All Ears English. You won't get alerts, right? You want to follow us.
Yeah, you want to hang out with us 4 days a week. And we believe in connection, not perfection. Right, Michelle? Love it.
That's right. That's
so
right. Good.
So what are we talking about today?
Oh, well, today we are talking about love.
That's yes. Right. Big topic, right? What comes to your mind when you have that word in your head, love?
I think of big hearts. And yeah. I do think of Valentine's Day. I guess I just get this, like, you know, these like cartoons in my head. Maybe I should be thinking of the people I love, but for some reason, just hearing it like evokes these like images of giant hearts.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And so what about you?
Yeah, I guess for me too, a little bit of that. A lot of the Valentine's, the ads, the red heart, the pictures, yeah. Or also what I really love is the little candies with the messages on them.
Oh, yeah. You like those?
I love those. Those are so fun. Any kind of candy I enjoy, of course. but I love it. So guys, today we're talking about love from a few different angles for our listeners. I mean, Michelle, have you ever had a romance abroad? I mean, let's get a little juicy here. Did you fall in love while you were studying in London?
No, but I have had some I have had some romances abroad, but I wouldn't say I fell in love, but I have had some romances abroad.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I absolutely did have a romance abroad a few times. And it's fun, you know, when we're dating someone from another country, especially if we're living in that other country, it's very exotic. It's very mysterious, mm-hmm. right? Because this person follows all these other norms and different culture, different language. The accent is very sexy. It's really fun, actually, to date abroad. What do you think?
It is fun. It is fun to date abroad. It's a different experience. And yeah, I mean,
it's also a good way to learn a new language.
That's true.
I was dating someone who was speaking Spanish and we spoke Spanish together. It definitely helped me learn faster. Well, what about Michelle, when you lived in London, did you fall in love, not with a person, but did you fall in love with the culture, the British culture or London culture, which I bet is kind of different from British culture? Yeah.
Well, I think I fall in love every time I spend time somewhere. I mean, like, I definitely, if I'm spending more than a couple weeks in a place, like, I definitely fall in love. Actually, even more than a couple days. Like, it's very easy for me, very easy for me to fall in love with a place. I mean, because I just love travel and I love learning about a new place. And I definitely fell in love with London and the culture. And there's, you know, whenever I go back, I have been back to London since I lived there. And whenever it I have those feelings, you know, like I love it. And I, you know, I'm very nostalgic for it. And I feel very strongly for it, like a very deep emotional connection when I go back to a place that I've traveled to before. What about you?
I've lived abroad a lot, but I want to teach our listeners a very cool word that just came to my head, more of a phrase. So is it fair to say, Michelle, that London swept you off your feet?
Oh.
It swept you off your feet? What would you
say? It is fair to say that. Yeah, so that means basically it. I mean, think of that literally, right? Like, it's like scooping someone up. It's like, you were so like, oh, I love it, right?
Yeah, guys, this is a great bonus phrase for today. So write this one down right now with a paper and pencil. Write it down, to be swept off your feet. So we can use this when we talk about a person sweeping us off our feet if we fall in love with a person. But in your case, I use that in kind of a fun way, right? Which is saying the city swept you off your feet. Right.
Right. Or sometimes, you know, it could be a food that sweeps me off my feet.
Ooh, even better. Even better. For sure. For me, Tokyo, I definitely. And you've been to Japan too, I know, Michelle.
I'm definitely in love with Japan. And I didn't live there. So, like, I can imagine that you spent some quality time there. I was just there on one vacation and I'm already, like, totally enamored with Japan. Yeah. I'm in love with it. So, yeah.
It's so great. And every time I have conversations with my friends or people I meet over here that love travel, everyone is so excited about Japan. They just want to travel there. They want to go. They want to experience it. It's this mysterious place to people in the US and they want to go and experience it for sure. And I was also kind of swept off my feet by Argentina. Yeah. I would say Uruguay. These are just countries with beautiful accents, beautiful traditions, the dance, the tango, I mean, the food, the wine, just nice lifestyles in these countries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm feeling it already just with this conversation.
I mean, I think it's really important for our listeners. You know, if you guys are living in the US or the UK or Australia, you need to find a way to fall in love with where you are, because that's kind of the magic of life. There has to be an aspect of being in love with something, or some aspect of where we are. Right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Otherwise, life can get a little just plain, I think.
I think you need to find find a way to just fall in love with a little bit of something. Like, I mean, to say every day is maybe ridiculous, but like as often as possible. And I mean, that can mean something different for everybody. I mean, when we say fall in love, I mean, it doesn't have to be like the biggest thing ever, but things that you find charming or that you connect with, or just give you that feeling. If you guys could see me right now, it's like that. Ooh.
Michelle. That's a good point. It doesn't have to be this huge thing where you fall on the ground and you declare your love for the city forever and you move there permanently. You're never going home, right?
It's not the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not about that whole going native thing where we have to become a local. No, it's more like you want to have a lot of moments of being kind of enamored throughout the day, kind of in awe, right? You want to create that sense of awe. I love that. What am I saying here, Michelle?
To be like amazed, basically. And I have to say, I'll tell you about this about, so when we were in Japan, I would say in each place in Japan, and I'm thinking about like Tokyo especially. So when we would be walking around and we were speechless sometimes, like really speechless. And Dan and I would just be like shaking our heads and looking at each other. And we were joking because we were saying like, because people couldn't read our minds. We were just so in awe of everything. And we were joking that, like, if people saw our faces, that they would probably think we're, like, disgusted because we were just, like, shaking our heads and, like, almost, like, this, like, weird face. But it was just because we were so moved and, like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And, like, we had this look on our face just, like, I literally walked through just constantly shaking my head because I was, like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I got chills just now because I know exactly what you're talking about. But what specific context were these in? Japanese gardens? Was it at a restaurant with a food presentation? Whoa. What kinds of places were you at that made you feel that way?
Stop hesitating, stop forgetting words, and start speaking naturally. If these are your goals for 2024, then get ready for our B2 English Fluency course coming very soon. It will help you complete all of these goals in a clear study plan. The course will be available soon, but you can take action today by completing our fluency quiz. To get your fluency level, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. See you there.
I would say all of it, but like a certain neighborhoods, just like seeing how big everything was, because to me, like, I always felt like New York was so big and cool and modern. And that's just seeing, like, it was like, oh, New York is, like, you know, so different. And like, so I would say every time we visited a new neighborhood, we would have that look on our face.
Oh, totally. It's so true. It makes me think, I always come back to the movie, even though I've done that too. Like, my first time arriving in Shibuya in Tokyo, being totally like completely messed up from the plane ride, but I had to go out of my apartment, right? I had to go take a shower, get up. You got to go see where you are, and you're just dumbfounded. But it brings me back to the movie Lost in Translation. What was it? Lost in Translation with, what's his name? Bill Murray. And Bill Murray in the taxi. And it's the same thing. He gets it from the airport in the taxi, and he wakes up and he's in the middle of Shinjuku or Shibuya. Yeah. I think Shibuya. Yeah. And there's the music playing and he's looking up. He's like, oh my gosh, this is a completely new place. This is a different place. Like nothing he's seen before coming from New York.
So a funny story about that is that we tried to find that hotel. And when we were there, and we literally spent like an hour like in this hotel like trying to find the bar and you know that was used in the movie, and we were walking around for so long, and then like an hour into it we could not find it, and then we realized we were at the wrong place.
That's so funny. I remember, I think there was the dinosaur going across the building, the picture of the dinosaur. Anyways, quite a movie.
Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, so that's just kind of, we're describing to you what it means to be in love with where you live or visit, right, Michelle? So let's show our listeners some ideas of how they could make an effort to kind of fall in love with their place, where they're living, whether it's the US, whether you're in Omaha, Nebraska, or New York City, or California. You know, how could you fall in love, right, Michelle?
Right. Well, I mean, I think one of the ways to fall in love is to take a class. I mean, like, especially maybe it's a dance class, or like, I've talked to you about this before, I like to do cooking classes abroad. So to just kind of get a flavor of it, and to try something new that connects you to that place.
I like how you said get a flavor of it, right?
Get a flavor.
Literally and metaphorically. Yep. Love it. So artistic in your speaking, Michelle. Also, cooking classes are great. Dance classes are really good. I remember in Buenos Aires, I was taking a tango class, and in Boston, I took a was it Bhangra? I think I might have taken a Bhangra class, or maybe it was just what is that? Some other kind of dance where you're dancing a lot, but you're exercising. But if you were in a place like India, maybe taking a Bhangra class would be amazing. Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
That would be amazing. And I went to a wedding in India, and I think that's definitely, like, getting like a real experience like that also helps you fall in love with the place.
Oh my gosh, going to a wedding? Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. I've made the mistake of not going to that wedding I was invited to in India. I think that's my rule. Everyone gets invited to an Indian wedding at some point in their lives because I've had this conversation with people. Everyone's been invited, but when you get that invitation, book your flight and go. Don't miss the chance because such a cool opportunity. So music, dance classes, cooking classes. What else, Michelle, could we do to try to fall in love?
I think meet as many people as possible. I mean, I just think It's all about the people, really. Like,
yeah.
Whether try to meet locals, but I mean, the tour guides could be locals too. But even mm-hmm. you know, even talking to your tour guide, like, mm-hmm. you know, if you're taking a tour, like I like yeah. to do these walking tours. You know, when you stop for a meal, like, don't like hide from the tour guide. Like, go and talk to them. And yeah. I don't know. I always find, you know, that I get so charmed by people. So
yeah, it's all about the people. I agree with you, Michelle. Get to know the tour guide. Hang out with the tour guide and their assistant instead of the other travelers, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of tours, I like walking tours too. I like yeah. to do like quirky tours, like ghost mm-hmm. tours. We did a ghost mm-hmm. tour when we were in Charleston, South Carolina, right? So think about
New Orleans. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So the South. And I know there are people I know that are going down to New Orleans. They're going to do a swamp tour, right? So that would be a good example of something that's just so local. That is the way to fall in love. Something that's so unique to that city or that place. A swamp tour.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm feeling all the feels right now.
I know. Don't you want to travel?
I do. I'm desperate. Yeah.
I know. And then, you know, like Michelle said, weddings, holidays, guys, participate in those. If you don't get invited, then organize something for other expats or for locals, or be the organizer if you don't get invited.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Right? And I love festivals. I went to a chili festival in Denver my first fall here. Ate so much chili, but I definitely fell in love with the vibe of Denver through that festival.
Right. And I feel like, you know, I fell in love with my own city, with New York. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, all the time, you know, just different things. Like, just when it's something that you're not really that you didn't know about before. And that's one of the beauties of, you know, big places like New York. I mean, like, there's always something that I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know that that was there. I didn't know about that, you know, and like, mm-hmm. or just something, a new place comes up, or, you know, there's so many different things that make me kind of, you know, fall in love with where I am now.
Oh my gosh, for sure. It's so easy to fall in love with New York because you do always get to see a new part of it, new things going on, new things that are popping up. And guys, all right, so those are some ideas on how you could fall in love with where you are. And now, as Michelle said, I think you said it right, Michelle, it's all about the people. So we're going to give you three resources to get direct, immediate connections to locals as soon as you attend these events. Right, Michelle? These are great websites. Yeah.
All right. Well, the first one is meetup.com. Mm-hmm. And I did Meetup when I first moved to New York.
Okay. How'd that go?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was good. I did meet some people. I'm not in touch with them now, but I did a improv meetup.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
I think I did something else, but I can't remember that. The improv one, I went weekly for a while when I first moved, and that was great. That's a great way to meet people.
Yeah, such a good way to meet people. So that's the first one. I also met some of my closer friends in New York through meetup.com. So guys, great way. I know they're doing virtual and live meetups, so try to do the live ones if you can. Couchsurfing.com. Couchsurfing.com is another great one. I did a lot of couch surfing in my cross country trip a couple of years ago when we built the Connected Communicator online course, right? Our English fluency course. And guys, by the way, if you want to check out that trip, that journey, go to allearsenglish.com/connection. Michelle, do you know anything about couch surfing?
I've never done it. I know that I know that you have, and I know a little bit about it, but no, I've never tried it.
I know. It's interesting. It's a very back to basics kind of cultural exchange. So there are actually a lot of people that hosted me in the U.S., but even abroad. I stayed with a woman in Uruguay who lived in like this beautiful house, had these great dogs, and we had so much fun. She took me all around Montevideo, Uruguay. So it's like you have your own tour guide and friend. It's really about making friends. So you're actually spending time. So as opposed to something like Airbnb, where you're just booking a room.
Right, and just dropping your things.
Yeah, the expectation here is that you're actually going to hang out with the host a little bit. So that's the thing to know, but that's great. I mean, what better thing to do than linger over dinner with a host in a new city?
Oh, that's awesome. And then would it tell us about Internations?
Yeah, so this one, I've never attended an event, but I know this is a website where they pretty much have locations in many international cities, right? It says 420 cities worldwide. When I go to the website, you can sign up, be in the club, and it's just a club of expats. all over the world in these different cities. And I think that they have events, right? I'm seeing the list of cities, Dubai, Jakarta, London, Madrid, Paris, Prague. Guys, if you want to get connected to young professionals, right? Professionals in their 20s, 30s, 40s, that is a great website to do it. International professionals. So good. Wow, Michelle.
Awesome. Wow, we have talked about a lot today. Yes.
Yeah, lots of value today. Guys, go over and get started on the next episode. It's going to be great. We are here to provide 4 days a week of a new way to learn English. Michelle, I will see you very soon on the next episode.
All right, Lindsay, have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.